These community notices on Inishowen Community Radio 105 and 107.6 FM, and we're also streaming live on the internet on www.icrfm.ie. Now, one of the very serious aspects of Irish life nowadays has been the government's attitude to asylum seekers in the country. And I'm sure you will all remember the young man Kunle from Nigeria, who thankfully ended up returning to the country. It was on the day the Pope died, I think, so it was a bit overshadowed. Now, since then, things have not got rosy, or things have not improved for asylum seekers here. And only this morning, it came to our attention that another family are under the same sort of threat based down in County Westmeath. But there are some excellent organisations out there who are campaigning on this whole issue. One of them is Residents Against Racism, and their spokesperson, Rosanna Flynn, is on the phone with me at the moment. Hello, Rosanna.
Hi, how are you?
Rosanna, you were at a major demonstration today outside Doyle Éireann. Can you tell us why you were there?
We were there because the Department of Justice sent out a very strange letter to asylum seekers in at least two hostels in Dublin. A lot of these people there are parents of Irish children. Some of them are not, but a lot of them are. And a lot of them have had the standard letter saying, we have received your letter looking to get residence on the grounds of being a parent of an Irish child. It is in the system. Disregard any further correspondence. Now, last Wednesday, they got a letter or a form or whatever from the Garda National Immigration Bureau with their logo on the top, saying that as a person who does not have permission to stay in the state, you are required to stay at, and then was the address, and the first one I saw was 79 Lower Gardiner Street, Dublin, and you must not on any account move from that address. And now this was, although some of these people have spouses who are in places as far away from Dublin as Cork, Ennis, all over Ireland really, it only mentioned that they were sending someone around from the Garda National Immigration Bureau at 5 o'clock each day, but in fact, when they came around, they demanded that they signed on at 10 o'clock in the morning as well as 5 o'clock, which means that they can't go and visit their families even if it's some distance from Dublin. And if they don't comply with it, they can be fined €3,000 and or sent to jail for 12 months or both, and that they are subject to arrest by any member of An Garda Síochána Corner without warrant.
I mean, it sounds it's as close to internment without trial as you're going to get, having to live under that sort of regime. But Rosanna, on the 13th of April then, in order to protest their situation, 70 of the asylum seekers went on hunger strike.
Yes, they did, in the Gardiner Street hostel, and later some more from another hostel in Hatch Hall joined them. Now, some of the people, the 70 in Gardiner Street, were pregnant women, some women who were breastfeeding, and they've now withdrawn from the hunger strike, also, as have some of the men who have serious medical conditions. Right. There are, at the moment, 48 of them are still on hunger strike. They are now taking liquids, which they were not doing at the beginning. They started taking liquids yesterday because two of them ended up in hospital. They, you know, just passed out.
And Rosanna, what are their demands exactly?
They want clarification. On the one hand, they have the Department of Justice telling them that they only have to sign on there once a day. They've the immigration guards telling them they have to sign on twice a day. Department of Justice has said take this matter up with the immigration guards, but the immigration guards will give them no information whatsoever. But it actually goes further than that. I mean, the parents want to be united with their children. All these hunger strikers are, and all the people who got the letters are Nigerian. Other people from other parts of Africa and other countries have not got that letter. They fear that it is a pre-notice of deportation.
Mm-hmm.
And they wish to highlight the fact that Nigeria is listed as a safe country, and in fact it is in no way safe. The United States government has a list of countries that are safe for Western people to visit, and Nigeria is listed as being unsafe, that it's dangerous to go outside your hotel if you are in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of business interests that the West has with Nigeria that keep up this fallacy of it being safe. In fact, it is anything but.
And all of this has gone on against a background where the economists, albeit them all very right-wing economists, are saying that we need 60,000 immigrants into the country every year to sustain the kind of economic development that we have.
This is what is so absolutely ridiculous, you know. They all want to work. The chant today that they started was the right to stay, the right to work. We have a 24-hour helpline in Residence Against Racism, and apart from asylum issues, the biggest query by far is about why are we not allowed to work. Everyone wants to work. Apart from the financial thing, it is a lack of self-respect, I feel, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be told that, I mean, for anyone to suggest that people would go through the trauma of having to leave your own country and come to another country in order to sign on is just laughable. It's beyond comprehension that any intelligent person would put that argument forward.
Yes.
But now, one of the things that has, I mean, when we hear about big numbers and so on, it's hard to relate to it, but one of the stories that brought it home to everyone was the story of Kunle, who was deported apparently in his school uniform, and now this morning another family are under the exact same threat with two young girls aged 15 and 17 also at school here in Ireland.
It just cannot be allowed to go on, and this has happened many times before. It's simply that it wasn't well covered by the media. It was by people like yourself. But it's been an uphill battle to get the message out there, and it did go out there over Kunle and also over the two women from Athlone who I knew, have spoken to on the phone several times, Elizabeth and Iabo, whose children were left in school and they were deported. Now, the people from Athlone got very, very angry about this. And they didn't quite know what to do. They contacted us, and we said, no, you know, we're not going to do it. It can't be Dublin, you know, telling everyone else what to do. That would be awful. Go to your local papers. Go to your local teachers, your local priests, people in your own community. And they did that, and they did it so well. The teachers at the local school, the local papers, the editor of one of the local papers was up all night changing the front page, you know,
mm-hmm.
To support Elizabeth and Iabo. And there are people in Castle Blaney who did the same thing around the Okoli family, Nkechi, who I also know and I've also spoken to. Nkechi is hiding with her three children because... to show you how undemocratic Nigeria is, women have no rights at all. Before they are married, they belong to the elders in their father's family. And after they are married, that transfers to the elders in their husband's family. So their children, all these women, these three women, are hiding with their children because they know that the husband's family will be attempting to take the children away from them.
Dear, oh dear. I suppose the one thing that your campaign has shown is that people all over the country are starting to wake up to what's going on their doorsteps, and they have been coming out and, you know, relating not to some abstract group of people, but people who they meet in their neighbourhoods every day and people who they've got to know and their children have got to know at school. Rosanna, what is the next stage in your campaign, and how can people in a far-flung place, I suppose, far away from Dublin, like Inishowen, get involved in it?
Yeah, well, certainly if anyone needs any advice, you know, call us on our helpline. Give you the number at the end of the programme, you know, at the end of the mm-hmm. fifth might be the programme that I'm contributing to. It is important to get local communities coordinated locally, and by doing that, put pressure on local councillors, politicians, get everyone involved. That has happened. It needs to happen. I always knew that most Irish people did not want the sort of treatment that asylum seekers get to be going on at all, you know. People care about families, about children, and they don't want their friends and companions treated like this. It's not so, and now that it's being realized, up until now, people thought, what can we do? They felt powerless. Now, there is such a thing as people power, which we must exert. There's a national demonstration in Dublin on the 18th of June, and we would encourage everyone either to have local demonstration on that same day, or come to Dublin if that's possible, whatever you want to do. It's what local areas want to do. And we can communicate with each other, coordinate with each other, and put pressure on the politicians from all around the country. We have a few demands. This is what we want in Residents Against Racism. We want the people from that last forced deportation brought back. It's no good bringing one person back. It's wonderful for Cunley, you know, and fair play to the other pupils from his school. They did a wonderful thing, and they're still involved. Once they get their exams behind them, they will become more involved.
Mm-hmm.
We want the people from the deportation brought back. We want deportation stopped. Asylum seekers given the right to work and prove that they are a valuable asset to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want asylum taken out of the hands of politicians and a body set up such as the Human Rights Commission, because asylum is a human rights issue.
Well, Rosanna Flynn, thank you very much for joining us today on Talk Time. Perhaps you have that number there out in front of you for people who might want to get in touch.
Yes, it's 087-666-2060.
087-666-2060. We'll give that out again at the end of the programme. But for now, Rosanna, thank you very much for joining us today. Congratulations on your protest this afternoon in outside Dáil Éireann, and I hope that the coverage that you get might push the government in the right direction on this issue.
Thank you very much indeed. It was my pleasure.
More than welcome. Thank you, Rosanna, and the best of luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.